25 years on the PGA Tour and a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Jay Delsing brings you his perspective on one of the world's greatest games as a professional golfer and network broadcaster. It's the game that connects the pros and the average Joes. Brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Golf with Jay Delsing is now on 101 ESPN.
Welcome to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Delsing. I'm here with my buddy Pearly and me. This is officially a streak.
Oh, boy.
Pearly's showing up 3 weeks in a row.
Is it three as a streak?
Is it two or is it
two?
I show up 38 in a row.
I don't know.
I let you know I'm going to miss one. And then I'm.
Did he let you know me?
I didn't. Does that mean five is like a 10-year? Is that what that is?
I don't know, man. God, we found a soft spot though. I love it.
Soft spot. Soft spot is you know you can't go on without me, so you better treat me well.
Okay, we got that. All right, so we got kind of a special show today. Yeah. We've got a 30-minute show for you this week because the NFL is playing in London, and. That game is going to boot out our second half of the show, so we are just going to have a newer version of the show today. We're not going to
warm up for an NFL show, an NFL game across the pond. I love that.
Yeah, right on. And so we are going to just modify a little bit, and let's go. Man, Cameron Champ won his second tournament.
It's my guy.
It is your guy.
I picked him. I stuck by him, and he had 10, 11 stinky months, and I think he was absolutely beside himself. He had that episode when he's on the golf course, and his caddy said, hit a soft butter cut three wood.
It hit the clubhouse.
over the
green.
If you watch Cameron Champ, he doesn't hit soft butter cuts. He hits rocket ships.
Oh, he's hitting 345-yard drives. But the thing that was most impressive to me, Pearl, I don't know if you saw any of the stats, who was number one that week in scrambling?
I think him.
It was.
He was putting fantastic.
How in the hell do you have that combination in your bag?
Well, when
you're
you
the
do,
longest guy. Yeah. When you do, guess what happens?
You win.
Yep. But what I want to talk about, I know this isn't necessarily your thing, but what I want to mention, too, was the scene on the 18th green when he won.
It's not that it's not my thing. It's sometimes I think things are pretty extra precious. I'm not sure. I know they want the world to come in because that's the TV thing. But that, to me, was one of those where they could have played part of it. And listen, I'm not against it. I just thought it was so extra special that it may have remained their moment.
Right. I would have much preferred that to be private. I would not have done that on the team. Here's what happened, folks. He wins the tournament. Another second win. Great young player. Mm-hmm. Another great young player. His dad comes on the green. They're hugging. His dad's dad is in hospice. Which is the last hurrah.
Yep.
And they pull out a cell phone on the green and call him.
Yeah, which was okay, but the camera then got shoved in their face and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not even going to say contrived because it wasn't.
No, it was not.
But it's almost like an interruption. Yeah. But, I mean, when you do it on the 18th green in front of all those people, what do you expect?
Yeah.
I think it was kind of spontaneous, and they did what they did, and then it was – okay.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I think the other thing to remember is here's a guy that had, a 4 or 5 shot lead. That's dissipating. He's coming down the stretch. He's got to make one heck of an up and down in a couple different situations to hang on and just barely win. So he is on full-fledged, heightened athlete trying to win alert. And then all of a sudden, all of that stuff happens. It was just, man, you're talking about overload. And he handled it for a young guy.
Oh,
for
he
anybody,
handles himself extremely well, no matter your age. Yeah, yeah.
I love, what was the, I'm going to lose track of my holes.
Let me say this real quickly, though. His grandfather was the driving force in getting him involved in the game, not his dad.
Right.
His grandfather. So that's where the significance of that was.
Coming down the stretch, and I'm not sure if it was the last hole or coming up the last hole. It may have been the last hole. He pounds a drive, some 347 yards or something like that, right down the middle. He's got an 8-iron in for a second shot on a par 5. How are you going to compete, as you said earlier, with a guy that can bomb it that far, and he's getting it up and down when he misses the green? By the way, he barely missed the green on this one. It was a tough pin. And then he makes this beautiful little up and down. It was just so impressive. And it's just hard to – and I was out there with you for several times a year for many years. It's hard to fathom how a guy can be that win, be that off his game, and then win again. You know, I certainly never won out there or whatever, but it never got that hot, that cold. That's amazing to me. I was so pumped for him.
Yeah, and you know the step, Pearl, we've talked about this a lot. I've mentioned it on prior shows, but it serves to be needs to be mentioned again. The tour player makes 80% of his money in six tournaments. And so when you're playing well, that foot needs to be on the pedal and not worried about what's behind you, what's on the side of you. It needs to be going, and this kid knows how to go.
He can go. They were questioning, I think, what club he was hitting on that par five, and maybe he hit his 3-wood. I'm thinking, that's not what he knows.
No.
And he just hit a 347 or 349 or whatever the case is. And then week after that, he got off to a really good start as well. So it's maybe he's on that uptick, and maybe he can, now he's a two-time winner. One-time winner is a monster huge thing. Two-time winner, that's extra, extra special.
Yeah, and you gain so much respect from your peers out there winning championships and winning tournaments. And
I want to ask another question, though, while we're kind of looking at past, and then we have President's Cup coming up. Kevin Na, you going to be on the President's Cup?
Where does he fall?
He fell 22nd when the actual dates fell.
But he's playing better than anybody right now.
I think he's got 2 wins in that interim, playing good every stinking week. Did a lot of solid things, just didn't have wins before, clearly peaking. So now there's that captain's choice.
We've been over that list. That list is, I'm going to say he probably should be. Will he be? I'm saying no. What do you think?
Well, I think when I hear, I've never played the Australia course.
They're playing where? Royal Melbourne?
I think so.
Ah, it's phenomenal.
Well, and the guys I was listening to were talking about how suited it is for his game, so it's a fit. And
I've played with Kevin now before, and he puts the eyes out.
A lot of courses fit his game.
That's what I was just going to say.
Exactly.
Remember when we were at UCLA and the way Pavin, he's super, super short, and every single course had the same size hole.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knew how to fill it up. Yeah.
So I think that's another interesting one to watch. Kind of fun going through the whole process.
No, I think it also needs to be said, the captain's picks are coming soon. They're going to be, what do we say, the first week in November?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right around the corner, baby.
Yeah. So,
it might boil down to whether Tiger picks himself or picks the hottest golfer currently maybe in the world.
Yeah.
Good argument.
No,
there might be one or two others out there, but I couldn't name them right now.
Right. No, I know. I'm with you. And when you look at that list, and I haven't looked at it in a while, but we'll do it in some subsequent shows coming up. How do you make those choices?
Well, as far as other things, we're just kind of doing some extremes and some crazy things going on in golf. What about the, I believe, Korean gentleman?
Byo Kim.
And what a player. And he got suspended for 3 years? What does that mean, suspended for 3 years? From his country?
He cannot play on his Korean PGA Tour.
Does he want to?
Wait, PGA. It's professional golfers of Korea. They wouldn't call it PGA. They call it PGK.
PGK.
Check on that, will you, Pearl? Check on that.
Meet,
yeah.
He's our guy.
Meet's fine with it. Okay, we're cool. Whatever the tour that they call.
But he doesn't want to play on that tour anyway. So is it just some?
Oh, hell yeah, he does. He's a leading money winner last year.
Does he want to play on the world tour, basically?
Well, I mean, you know, how's he going to get in? He's probably going to get in off of that money list and try to gain access then because he probably didn't go to the
school. So what do you know about that suspension? And you said there's some pictures.
So basically, he flipped the bird to some rude fan. It was on a cell phone and was, rude at all the wrong times. And, man, did they come down on him. I wish this was live video-wise. Because they had him in a sport coat kneeling in front of the powers that be in the Korean Gulf, begging for mercy.
Wow!
And there has been it has not been rescinded. It has not been modified. 3 years.
Wow. I wonder if that's something that after he's apologized and knelt or whatever, and part of it is I don't know the culture. So, obviously that was more extreme. And, you know, maybe he knows what he did. So you can't really judge on that. But certainly from our culture, sees how it happens in every basketball game and every football game and every hockey game. And I'm not sure about every golf match, probably not. But just about everything else, there's that or a heck of a lot worse.
Yep, that's right. Well, that's going to wrap up this half of the show. Like we said, we got a condensed little show. This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
Quick note, we just got a call from our friend Joe Schieser at USA Mortgage. He said the rates are still below 4%, and if you mention Golf with Jay Delsing, he'll give you a discount on your closing costs. Please call him today at 314-628-2015.
Do you folks know about a family-owned and operated jewelry business that's been in the St. Louis area since 1946? If you haven't heard the name Sutley before, well, you have now. They are the premier Hearts on Fire dealer in the metropolitan region and have been for more than 21 years. What's a Hearts on Fire diamond, you ask? It is the world's most perfectly cut diamond. The Sutleys are knowledgeable and passionate about your jewelry needs and are open 6 days a week. They will treat you like family and want to understand your wishes and desires. Their business thrives on developing personal relationships with you. Sutleys also strive to stay on top of the latest trends in fashion with amazing selection of designer jewelry from famous designers like Lagos, Zengani, Simon G, just to name a few. It's all done at Sutleys. Sutleys is on the cutting edge of the diamond business, featuring the lab-grown diamonds that can cost 30 to 40% less than a mined diamond. Whether it's a Hearts on Fire, designer or custom jewelry, or even the new and innovative lab-grown diamonds, let Sutley Jewelers take care of all your jewelry needs. I have known this family for 45 years. Go in and see Gary, ask for Gus, ask for Laura. It's a family business, and they are terrific people. They're located in the Lamp and Lantern Village on Clayton Road, just west of Highway 141 in Town and Country. You can also visit them at saettele.com. Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com.
Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC are a proud sponsor of Golf with Jay Delsing here on 101 ESPN. The firm was started in January 2015 by Mike Doster, Jess Olam, and John Boyle, three veterans of the St. Louis real estate, banking, commercial, and corporate legal landscape. The firm was founded on the shared view that success should be measured by client and community satisfaction, not profits for partner. The firm's focus is on business, real estate, corporate, finance and restructuring, and succession planning. Since its founding in 2015, Doster, Olam & Boyle have been involved in real estate, business, and corporate transactions with a combined value in excess of over $1 billion. For decades, Doster, Olam & Boyle lawyers have been recognized as leaders in their practice areas by their peers. Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC. Extraordinary talent, ordinary people. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I've known the proprietor of Pino Italian Soul Food, Pepe, for a long time. His place is at 7600 Wydown Avenue in a sweet little part of Clayton called the Moorlands. He likes to refer to his place as a neighborhood spot, and it is. All of their food is consciously raised. All of their breads, pastas, and desserts are handmade on the spot. The food is created with the Calabria region of Italy in mind, which is he refers to as the Creole of Italy, with influence from Greece, Northern Africa, and the Mediterranean. What do you need to know about Pino's? They want their customer and their experience to be fabulous. It's not about the chef. It's not about the ego or any of that other stuff. It's about a neighborhood place with great food. Go on and visit Pino Italian Soul Food today. Are the words community, trust, honesty, and civic pride important to you when choosing who you do business with? Well, they are to me. These key words are part of the cornerstone on which St. Louis Bank is founded. St. Louis Bank is locally owned, so these guys live in our community. How else are you going to know what's going on there if you don't live in the community? As far as trust and honesty, well, you'll have to see for yourself. Call them at 314-851-6200 or stop by their current location on South Outer 40 in Town and Country. Look for these two new locations, one in Edwardsville opening March of 2020 and one at Highway 40 and Hanley Road opening April 2020. Or go to stlouisbank.com.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. You can find Jay online at jdelsinggolf.com.
Welcome back to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie here with me, and we got to thank Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring the show. 90 holes of golf at Whitmore. You get complimentary golf with that membership at the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, and the Missouri Bluffs. No cart fees at all in that membership. There's no food and beverage minimums, no assessments, 24-hour fitness center, large pool complex, three tennis courts, year-round social calendars are awesome. The holiday parties the last couple of years have just – there's been great stories, lots of fun. There's picnics, date nights, live music all the time. The Kids Club, which is becoming really popular around the country, where you can drop your children off. They can hang out with other kids. They can go play golf. They can swim, and you can go have dinner or do your own thing. And then there's junior golf, junior tennis. So they just have the whole gamut covered. Family-centric, family-oriented, and then you got Bummer and the staff in the shop. You can't get better than
icing
that.
On the cake with Bummer. Yeah. Icing on the cake.
Bummer's just a great guy and loves the game, just lives the game, and he can help you with your game. He can answer any questions that you might have. He and his staff run Golf League Skins games. There's member tournaments, couples events. You name it, they got it. So if you're interested in joining a club, go to Whitmore, and you can find them at whitmoregolf.com. So we kind of got this condensed show, so we're kind of jamming. It feels like we're kind of jamming a little more information.
Yeah, but that was fun, the first segment. That was fun.
Yeah, this whole biochem thing. Are you done with that?
I'm done with it. I guess I just want to – I'm just cross my fingers that they're not taking this guy out of the picture for 3 years. And again, it would be interesting just to better understand why that's so particularly offensive. Again, it happens every football, baseball, basketball, hockey game. So what's going on there?
Yeah, well, I'll keep a close eye on it, see what they...
get that on the schedule,
I've
meet.
Got it. I've got to believe that there's going to be some...
Yeah,
there's going to be... Some sort of... Something's going to come in there, and it's. I mean, so if you're this guy, where do you go play? I mean, you're playing your home. He's not playing over here anymore. Hasn't played over here anymore in a while. At least I'm not aware of that. Can we have me check that out?
Yeah,
too?
We have to have me check that out.
God, I don't have this much time, guys.
Who's working over here? But well, life and golf have a way of taking care of themselves like that, don't
right.
they?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. We have some just phenomenal news for St. Louis that we're going to talk about. We don't have a full amount of time to talk about it here, but we'll just bring it up a little bit and tease it a little for our next show.
Tease it.
The Ascension Charity Classic was announced this past Tuesday. Norwood Hills, 4-year commitment. Ascension Health is such a philanthropic-based company. I didn't have any idea how cool they were, and they're involved in this kind of stuff all over the country where they're trying to give. They just give. And they're so community-based. And the coolest thing for me, Pearl, first of all, I never thought we'd ever have multiple home games in golf. It's the North County is the major benefactor. Mm. The reason that they went to Norwood was because of the North County area. We know how the North County area has been beaten down. The Michael Brown thing has been overdone. It's a horrible thing happened there, no question about it. I'm not trying to minimize that. But, you know, when I had friends like Olin Brown and Brad Faxon and guys like that saying, your city's on fire, you know, we're like, man. You know, it's just got sensationalized out of bounds, so to speak. Yeah. And but the fact that Ascension wants to step up and go specifically to that area. So we were at the press conference. It was so cool to see.
So tell us about that. Tell us about some of the details. I was pumped that you were there. Kind of what role did you play? What else was going on?
Yeah, I knew about this thing that was been going on for a long time. Ascension has got their own relationship with the PGA Tour. They're in a bunch of different towns, and they're great public community citizens. And so they do a lot of little things with little events, but the tour was kind of wooing them. They love the St. Louis market for good reason. Mm-hmm. It is a phenomenal sports town. And I do have to say the Cardinals League Championship.
Let's stay focused on.
Yeah, I just had to say that. I know you got a Cubs hat in your car somewhere. Anyway.
But you know what's still different about me? The Cubs are out. I do root for the Cardinals. Now, when it was on, the cap was on the other head.
I tried.
Ago,
I
you
promise
didn't try
I
at
tried.
All.
Oh, hell yes, I tried. A little bit I tried.
I saw nothing. And don't look at me. He feels the same way. He's not going to pull for them either. And he's a radio guy. He should be pulling.
Is he right, Meat?
No, I don't know about
that. Yeah, I know. I don't know. Okay, we're off task again. Back to the tournament.
Yeah, so the fact that they were that interested in St. Louis, and I mean what happened at the Stanley Cup and the parade, and Bernie and the guys still talk about not experiencing anything like this before, where over a million people show up, and I think one person was arrested for some sort of behavior and then let go.
One of the players?
Yeah. Well, they probably could have been arrested, but if there was ever a time when you were going to act like that, this was
the
opportunity.
That was the one time.
Yeah, you were going to be able to get away with it. So they're just excited as hell. We have a lot more information to talk about on our next show.
Well, you got Hinkle coming on to talk
Barney about. Hinkle. Yeah, he's a great guy. We've got a couple interviews. We'll talk about all those. We've got this young man, Jimmy Williams, who is. He and his family, I got to know them just this last week. Just a great young kid. I am just a gigantic fan of this 11-year-old who is now dealing with one hell of a challenge in front of him. And
but
just
they're dealing with it. They're
smile
it
on his face and brave and just really good to go. I got to tell you about this little part of the show we're going to call A Fine Drive with Jay, sponsored by the Dean Team Automotive Group. Now, don't look at me like that because, you know, I didn't have that many fine drives when I played.
You had some.
I had
not
some.
Not a row.
Exactly. That's what I had to tell these guys. I'm like, are you sure that's what you want to call it? I didn't. Well, this is about their cars. And so I want to welcome them. And what's cool is when we sat down and talked about this, they said, I'd love to, you know, we'd love to think about sponsoring, but we'd rather be a partner. Mm. So they really are thinking about this in a similar way, you know, that I am. Some dealers, Pearl, tell you, we've got everything you want. These guys have everything you want. They've got the brands Volkswagen, Subaru, Hyundai, Genesis, Volvo. They have over 1,000 pre-owned cars, all makes, all models. They actually have a golf cart division. So you've seen those before. My brother-in-law has one out in Palm Springs. These golf carts are so cool. They get them all macked out with cool stereos. They can go like 65 miles an hour. So they have great golf cart division that if you're interested in that, go to DeanTeamGolfCarts.com. And lastly, this is unbelievable. And I know you're such a car guy because your car is from when? 1940. Whoa.
It's got 304,000 miles on it.
The Dean team's not calling you anytime soon. It's like maybe like what are you driving?
As soon as they see that I got a $500,000 on there, they're giving me a ring.
Yeah, it's called Dean Team Auto Sports, and it is the cream of the crop. I was looking at this online today. They've got Bentleys and Bugattis, Ferraris, Maseratis. Pearl, these are really cool cars. In case you didn't know, Lamborghinis.
I'm saving up.
McLarens, Rolls Royce. Here's one you need to save up for because yesterday they got a Porsche 918 Spyder in. Take a guess how much this cost.
$1.5 million.
Oh, you looked at my notes. Come on, man.
Anyway, that's
awesome. So this is the place you got to shop for your luxury cars. There's five locations, all on Manchester Road. Volkswagen, Subaru, and Hyundai are in Baldwin. They have a second Volkswagen location in Kirkwood, and they're about to open this really cool Volvo dealership in Maplewood. So the golf cart shop is also in Maplewood. You can find anything you need to find out about them at theDeanTeam.com. Make sure you tell them Jay Delsing sent you. So kind of odd. We don't really have a whole lot of time to develop a lot of ideas here, but
Well, how about just what do we got, Mead? How much more time we got? 1 minute. This time of year, man, end of the season, we were going to play golf today.
Yep.
And got rained out.
Sure did.
I quit. I water ski 5 days a week all summer. Today was my last day. It was 52 degrees. I'm out there in my bathing suit hopping in that water, which was also about 52 degrees.
Oh, you didn't have your wetsuit on?
Absolutely not.
I toughened it up, man.
So it's that part of the season now. You know, it's a little tough. We still got to get some of that fall golf in. There's going to be some wonderful days left.
It's one of our best times of year for golf, and we gotta start thinking about what to do in the off season. We gotta start thinking about how do we stay flexible and things like that. So we're gonna put all that stuff together for you. Well, that's gonna wrap up this version of Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly, thank you so much for being here with me. Meet, I don't know how you do it. I don't know why you do it.
I don't know what he does.
What do you do? But it's Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. Hit him straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jaydelsinggolf.com.
I want to thank Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring my show, Golf with Jay Delsing. There's 90 holes of golf at Whitmore. If you join out at Whitmore, you get privileges at the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are included in that membership. There's no food and beverage minimums and no assessments ever. They've got a great 24-hour fitness center, a large pool complex, 3 tennis courts, a year-round social calendar that is rocking out at Whitmore. There's kids clubs, junior golf, junior tennis, swim team available for your children. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, a wonderful staff, and you've got to go to the golf shop and visit my friend, Bummer. He is an absolute treat. Don't forget about the golf leagues, their skin games, members tournaments. Bummer and the staff out of Whitmore are continually running cool and fun golf events for you and your family. Visit their website at whitmoregolf.com. I want to welcome my newest sponsor to Golf with Jay Delsing. It's Golf Discount. Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for its golf equipment since 1976. Golf Discount has been and still is locally owned. They employ the most experienced staff you'll find anywhere. There are two locations, one in South County just off of Lee May Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount fits your custom equipment to your swing using the state-of-the-art GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures that perfect fit that you're looking for. Go to Golf Discount for all your golfing needs.
Urban Chestnut Brewing Company is proud to be an official sponsor of 101 ESPN's newest show, Golf with our friend Jay Delsing. Just like Jay, Urban Chestnut is born right here in St. Louis. With 3 local brewing and restaurant locations, you won't travel far to sample straight from the source. If you're heading out to the Links this weekend, or if you're just in the mood for a classic German-style beer, grab a 4-pack of our fresh, refreshing Zwickel Bavarian Lager wherever craft beers are sold. Urban Chestnut Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. Prost!
Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for all of its golf equipment needs since 1976. There are 2 locations in town, one in South County just off of Lee May Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount is and always will be locally owned. They employ the most experienced golf staff you'll find anywhere in town. And if you're looking to get yourself some custom fit equipment, go to Golf Discount. They use the GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures you will always get the perfect fit you're looking for. Visit Golf Discount today. Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com. When you hear someone mention a certain bank, do you wonder, is that its original name? Who owns that bank? I also hear the word community mentioned often. Can a bank really be a community one if it's not locally owned and decisions are made for that bank hundreds of miles away? Well, welcome St. Louis Bank into this conversation. They are locally owned and do live in this community. They want to be the St. Louis Bank and are working right now to redefine what it means to be a community bank. Whether you're an individual, someone representing a private company, a purpose-driven organization, or whatever, if you care about your people, your community, and about St. Louis, then we want to be your banking partner. St. Louis Bank wants to create something big together. Keep an eye out for our two new locations, one in Edwardsville, opening in March, and the other on Hanley Road at Highway 40, opening in April, both in 2020. You can reach them at 314-851-6200 or go to stlouisbank.com.